Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, Saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And again, it's always an honor to be in your presence by way of radio. We don't have to be physically seen, but we can be spiritually heard and naturally heard by way of radio. So I want to talk to you today about we have a glory to be seen. And John 17:22 speaks about the glory which thou gavest me. Jesus is talking at this time. And he literally told the Father, say, I have given them, which were the disciples, that they may be, amen, one, even as we are one. What did he give him? He shared his glory with them. And by sharing his glory with them, amen, praise God, that was a way of showing that they were righteous, amen, praise God. They had gone through many things, amen, praise God, right along with Jesus. They were persecuted and they were talked about. And then after Jesus went on home, he spoke about how afflictions would come and the various things that they would go through and how people would put them out of the synagogue and how they would abuse them. And they were all abused. Some of them were, amen, praise God, hung on a cross. Some of them were stoned to death, and some of them had their heads. Amen. Well, I know for one, John did had his head cut off and decapitated, and it was just so many sufferings and afflictions that they went through. But as Jesus proves, amen, his life and his livelihood with the people, he also glorified God in the earth realm. And I most often told, amen, praise God, God. I said, whatever you do, let Jesus glorify himself in me, making me righteous so that the Father can see Jesus' glory in me. I want it to be somebody. I want it to act like a Christian. I want it to live like a Christian. I want it to do Christian works, amen. And so because of this, I went through many afflictions, but my afflictions, they were literally hiding my glory, and no one could see the glory but God, because the glory is of a supernatural entity. Amen. Praise God. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory to good things which he had withholden from them. Amen, praise God. And he's literally saying no good thing will he hold back, amen, because of the glory that he's going to show concerning our lives. But he can see the glory. We can't see the glory because of the natural eye. It's a supernatural, spiritual entity, and it moves on our behalf to glorify God. So Jesus literally said, my disciples are going to get the same measure of the glory that I get by their affliction. The Bible said, the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray that you would look upon those that are going through every kind of attack of the enemy, that you would bring in a deliverance and a healing, and that you would get the glory out of their lives. I don't care if it's sugar, cancer, diabetes, any type 1, type 2, amen, heart problems. I don't care if you've been abused and shot up or whatever you have gone through, God is going to get the glory out of your life. I had a friend, amen, praise God. He wasn't a personal friend, but I loved to go and listen to him preach. And he was a great bishop. He was well known. And one day he had gotten a hotel room in one of the states, amen, and he was getting ready to go to preach that night. But on his way, and after he had gotten a hotel room, he stepped out for whatever reason. He don't know why he stepped out of the hotel. And when he stepped out of the hotel, some robbers met him. And as they got closer to him, they began to ask for his money, his wallet, and all kind of things. And then they shot him. They shot him and left him for dead. And he laid out there a few minutes before somebody seen his body. But they took him to the hospital. And when they took him to the hospital and had to do surgery on him, one of the things that happened was, amen, praise God, I'm going to say it like that, he was resurrected. He got out of that surgery, amen, praise God, as if he had never been damaged. And so he testified as often as he could testify about the miraculous works of God in his life. And we as the body of Christ need to testify. We need to glorify God, because these light afflictions only last for a moment. Even the Bible said we can endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You might cry over something all night long. You might have lost your wife, and you might have lost a child, or you might have lost your job, or something might have happened, a bad car accident. But at the same time, they are afflictions. We're going to go through them. But, amen, praise God, throughout the night, just before daybreak, amen, God is going to appear, and he's going to give you that comfort that you need in order for you to go on and glorify God and your work. So we do have a glory. Jesus gave us a glory. Glory means honor. It means renown, amen, praise God. It means splendor. You know, there's a man that sings about the splendor of God and how awesome he is in all of his works, the moon and the stars and the sun. Don't you know that even those have glory? Amen, but it's not like the glory that humans go through. They're not going through no afflictions, and they're not going through no sufferings and troubles. And all the various things that would cause them to want to give up and depress. But in the midst of Jesus' suffering, amen, praise God, he decided not to give up. Amen, praise God. Yes, he had fame and he was renowned, amen, praise God, because he decided that this thing that he was going through was to glorify God. What are you going to do today? You need to glorify God. Amen, praise God. Then you need to get the glory out of what you're doing. Amen, and it cannot be seen, because you're going to go through some troubles. You're going to go through some hard times. You're going to go through some sufferings. You're going to be mind-boggled most of the time, because the enemy, he's going to work on your mind and tell you lies, and there you are, amen, in a position where God has to bring in a deliverance. So by this glory, amen, it is used to indicate the manifestations of God's presence in the Christian's life. Their religious, like some people say, we're religious, but we're not. Amen, we have our own identity. And our traditions, amen, praise God. God's glory is often associated with visible display of light, the way his glory is seen in the heavens. Amen. I've seen little lights come before me, and seems like when it's witnessing and it's really on a good note, amen, the lights would get big. I would see the lights flashing. Thunderbolts, amen, praise God. Fire, amen, fire will bring you, praise God, glory. Even the Bible said that we would be his ministers, a fire. We would be so hot, amen, and our association with God that, amen, praise God, we'll burn up everything around us that's not of God. And it's his brightness. The Hebrew words say, hodu, kavosh. The Urim and the Thummim in the high priest, amen, praise God, that was in his life and placed on him, amen, was an ephod. The Urim represented light and the Thummim represented perfection. So we got to have that illumination, amen, that light, amen, praise God, that represents, amen, praise God, the Thummim and the Urim and the Thummim, which represents perfection. We are made perfect through our afflictions. We are made perfect in our glory seen, amen, by God, and he knows the level of every authenticity of his glory that he's going to place on you. Oh, yeah, she came up today, amen. She's better than what she was. Look at the glory, amen. The closer you get to God, the more obedient you are, amen. That illumination will come forth, amen, and you'll begin to shine as light before God, amen. And when Jesus came, amen, praise God, he was the light that shined in the world, but the world didn't receive him. But when he come back again, the second advent, there will be a festive of light. These lights, amen, praise God, will be seen in Jerusalem, and as Jerusalem is called today, the city of light. This represents God's glory that will be seen on the Jews and the Christians that serve him. Amen, praise God. I can imagine myself, amen, in the Jerusalem, amen, in the hills of Jerusalem, and light all around, amen, and you don't need to burn no candle, but you yourself that is glorifying God, that glory that's on the inside of you will be seen and it will be illuminated. God will say, yes, that's mine, amen. I not only see the light, but I see the blood. But at the same time, because of what we're going through, everybody look at us, like, yeah, she must have sinned. Yeah, he must have did that. Look at them. They're going through problems after problems after problems. Don't you know that you don't have to sin to have problems? You don't have to do wrong to have a problem. People will falsely accuse you. I was telling my son how I had opened a house church and how this woman and her nephew and his girlfriend eventually was his wife. They were all playing mind games. He would pretend like he would give me his tithes and offerings. Then he'll come back and say, oh, I got my ain't and need this and blah, blah, this. And it was problems all the time. My mama needed this. And I was compassionate being a minister. And so I would give him back the tithes and the offering, and then I would add more on to it to help him until the next time. Well, it became so obvious to me. They even wanted to say that I liked the man, and it wasn't so. I wanted to build the man up so that he could do his ministry because he was strung out on crack. So I began to try to help him, encourage him. Every time I prayed for him, he wanted an apartment. He got an apartment. I prayed for him. He got a car. I prayed for him. He got a contract and made big mega bucks. But there was a discrepancy in everything that he did. You need to tell your neighbor, stop sinning and playing mind games, because God will find you out. So he was in much afflictions, and his auntie was too. Then God began to open me up and see what they were doing. He eventually brought his girlfriend over, and now they two both was hustling off of me. I was given to both of them just Christian values and church way of doing things. Them people were running a scam on me. So I was afflicted, amen, and I was hurt, but I never confronted them. I never said anything about them, but I encouraged all of them. And know they were doing me wrong, but I had this thing in common with God. I would pray. And I do that today. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to pray my way through. And so daybreak, that enemy is gone. So God eventually removed them from my presence. I said, okay, God. And so I said, okay, that assignment is up. Let me go on to something else. So I went on to doing other things. Amen, praise God. I wouldn't put my ministry down because of my affliction. And so, amen, praise God. God was getting the glory out of me, and it was being manifested while I was going through my affliction. That light was coming forth more, the brightness of God, the proof to the spirit, love, amen, praise God, and all of the attributes that I needed, amen, in order to glorify God at the same time and in order to keep myself abrupt, because I have a glory to be seen, and one day it will be in the illumination where, amen, praise God, that will be a festive of life, amen, when Jesus come, when the millennial reign, the 1,000 years of Jesus come. So God went on to say in the word, the wedding that had an uninvited guest. You know, we are married to Christ, amen. And that guest did not have a wedding garment on, amen. And no matter what he did, when he came into the synagogue or the church, amen, praise God, he did not have a wedding garment on. So when God looked at him, he seen that he was an uninvited guest, but he had no glory about him. God know us by our afflictions. He know us by our suffering. But there was not an illumination in him that could be seen by God. So what God did was, amen, he told him, amen, in so many words, get out of here. You're not of me. I don't see the light. I don't see no glory in you. You that thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. So God removed him. Glory is to be seen that we, amen, as his people can be recognized as a part of him. That person that came in was not a part of God. Amen. He was darkness. And so God cast him out. God will control and regulate, mean to control, for instance, in this area, God has ordered the amount of afflictions we should bear in order to produce that glory. Don't you know God knows how much you can bear? You know, there's a song say he knows how much we can bear. And so he won't put nothing on us, amen, no more than we can bear. Now, my suffering, my affliction might be a little bit harder than yours. Maybe it's something I need to learn through my suffering. But at the same time, amen, praise God, your suffering, your afflictions might be lighter. Because you cannot take the load, the force that is placed upon you. I have a Duncan Williams, amen, he preaches about the heavy cargo, and he speaks how, amen, he had a heavy cargo, and he had to, amen, make sure that he was always covered by God so that God could get the glory out of him. He was afflicted. Witchcraft was trying to kill him out, and he burnt up. I think it was three of his fingers, amen, praise God, over a candle as the devil forced him to stand there and not remove his hand, and various other things that he went through. But he learned the secret, and the secret is the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He had to stay up under the covering of God, and whatever he's going through, he know that there is an outcome. If you go through something, there's an outcome. I don't care what it's about. If it's about finances, amen, a marriage, a home, or whatever it is, there is an outcome for everything that you go through, all of these afflictions. Our suffering produces glory, the illumination of the light of God. The olives cannot produce oil until they have been pressed for many hours. So as wine, we must go through the process in order to gain the glory. I know some of you have seen or heard about how the olive oil is made and how the wine is made. Back in the olden days, amen, they would take, amen, and the people would stand up in a bucket or whatever, and they would stomp on those olives or that those grapes until it produced a juice. And then after they had been hurt or bruised so bad, they are then able to put the wine or the olive oil in a bottle, and then it sets up on the shelf for X amount of days. That means that it's got to come up to the right consistency so that it can be utilized. Amen. In the process, amen, we are to gain glory, but also people will talk about you, lie on you, amen, even kill you, but you must remain faithful to God. Amen. For you are moving up in your glory by the afflictions if you don't faint. Hebrews 2:9. It literally said, but we see Jesus, who had made a little lower, himself a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death. He went on and was crowned with glory and honor because he made a decision. Okay, I'll suffer, I'll go through, but it's all for the glory of my Father, but at the same time, I'm going to be glory too. I'm going to be glorified too. So by the grace of God, amen, he tastes death for every man, every grape, every olive, amen. It will be bruised, afflicted so bad that olive is not of any use anymore because the oil has taken its place. And the oil go through, amen, praise God. The olives go through certain phases in order to reach its consistency and its glory. Amen, praise God. So we as the body of Christ, amen, praise God, 2:10, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory. The glory by Jesus Christ. Don't that make you feel good? We're about to glory by what Jesus suffered to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. We're made what? We're made perfect through suffering because, amen, we can't see it with the natural eye, but God can see that glory rising up. Amen, praise God. You put new wine in new wine skins. You don't put the new wine in an old wine skin because when it begins to fermentate, one of the things that happen, it will burst. Amen. the wineskin cannot support it because it's old. Amen. It's reached its consistency, and it will no longer support the new wine. We need to understand that we got to fermentate. We got to blow up. We got to magnify God to the point that his glory will be seen in us, and we will have that glory to share with him. We are made perfect through suffering. Amen. For God, amen. Hallelujah. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withholden from them that walk upright. Psalms 84:11. John, amen, praise God, 17:22, and it said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as I am one. Hallelujah. We have a glory to gain. Amen. It is hidden, amen, behind our affliction. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. He prepared us to glory before we even came into the earth realm. And by the things that we suffer, that is a reward. There's a blessing. Amen. Praise God. And Abraham, amen, remembered what God said, and God blessed him, and he obeyed God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. In order to get that glory, Abraham had to do what God said do. He had to leave his country, his kinfolks behind. Some of you got some kinfolks, they holding you back. They don't care whether you make it or not. Their main objective is to see you fall. So they said in all kind of traps, amen, word curses, all kind of traps, putting your children, amen, in trouble, keeping them in trouble and laughing about it, doing all kind of wickedness. But God will get the glory out of your sons and daughters because he's getting the glory out of you by your faith and your obedience. Gone through your afflictions, gone through your trials, gone through your tribulations, because God is the master builder, and he knows how to, amen, get the glory out of your life. Amen. So in your afflictions, your enemy has been placed in a position to be judged. Before I was afflicted, the Bible said, I went astray. Afflicted means to cause problems, to suffer. Psalms lets us know astray means to go off course. I was going everywhere. In the spirit realm, my spirit was just going crazy, going down the wrong pathway, looking at the wrong things because of what the enemy had did to me. Now, he damaged me, but a lot of y'all have not been damaged. But God had to be my eyes, my hand, my feet, my nose, my mouth. Amen. For these light afflictions are but for a moment. The more they afflicted me, the more I multiplied and grew. Your growth is in affliction. Your glory is seen, amen, in your afflictions. God sees it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them. What? All. There is a glory that is hiding behind your affliction. And God sees it. Even us whom he had called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. We have that opportunity, that honor. For many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby ye say, Abba, Father. The Spirit is there bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That's why God is able to go in and do a download, a upload, amen, and put us in a position to receive that glory. If children being as of God and just as of God, if so be that we suffer with him, we may also glorify and be glorified, amen, of him. Don't allow the enemy to cause your afflictions to make you run out of fear back into the hands of Satan. He'll put you in so much fear that you'll lose out on the glory that God has placed in your life. You're not the sun, you're not the moon. They have their own glory. But there's a specific glory through your afflictions. Go through and be made. Have a wonderful day.